We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me get to my guest, Michael Joyce, joining us this morning, Deputy Press Secretary for the RNC. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, there you go. Joe is going to put 720 million women back to work.
You know, if he's the front runner and the best option to run up against President Trump, and this is what the Democrats think is their best chance of beating him, then I guess we can go home for the day and pack him up, because it just goes to show, I think, when you've run for president three times now, I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but I can't imagine a third time presidential contender is very successful with actually retaking the White House. But the biggest problem I think that Joe Biden has right now is if he wants to win the nomination, then he's going to have to be on record supporting everything in this far left radical agenda that you're hearing on these Democrat debate stages every single time we have one.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And this weekend, I love the fact that this week the president is trolling the liberals out in Hollywood. He's out there on a fundraising swing where he's expected to bring in $15 million, and it brought out a bunch of assorted nuts who lined the roads out there flying baby Trump balloons and everything else. They can't stand it.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned that the RNC actually is coming off our best month of August for fundraising in a non-election year ever. So just another sign that the Hollywood liberals who continue to do their boycotts and everything else, and the Castro brothers who doxed a bunch of private citizens, we'd like to thank them for their help with another record month of fundraising that we had in August. And the president as well, he's doing well with his fundraising too. And the one thing a lot of people don't realize is that President Trump, 61% of his donations are from small donors, so $200 or less donations. So he's actually wiping the floor with 2020 Democrats in comparison with small donors. And it's important because it just shows you that he has a lot of enthusiasm and all the momentum on the ground right now.
Yeah, Michael Joyce, our guest from the RNC. I was going to ask, that number, 23.5 million in August, what does that mean for the RNC? Now, obviously, some of that goes to Senate and House races. It's not all being raised for the 2020 presidential race, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It goes into our data operation. It goes into our ground game. We don't just sit on a pile of cash like you see in the movies. We put it to work. And, you know, one thing we're looking at this year is because President Trump is able to bring in so many new voters to our party. It's something we think doesn't get reported enough. We're actually able to go out and start looking at expanding the map. And a state like New Mexico makes a lot of sense. And so we just announced our field team that we'll have out in New Mexico. Of course, the president just had the rally in Albuquerque. So, we're looking at options and opportunities to look out and expand the map. And, a state like New Mexico makes sense. They have a high gun ownership down there. A lot of folks work in oil and gas. So it's pretty easy to see how the message being portrayed by Democrats right now doesn't really speak to them anymore, because they're basically saying if you work in the oil and gas sector, you're out of a job on day one of a Democrat White House come 2020. And, you know, it's no longer Republicans are claiming that Democrats want to take their guns. It's now Beto O'Rourke on record saying, we absolutely are going to take your guns from you.
Yeah, it's a good point. Wait a minute.
This isn't fair.
President Obama doesn't think that's fair. This is what I'm waiting for, is the next time you guys announce a big fundraising haul like that, Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren will put forward a proposal to seize some of your money and redistribute it, because they're not bringing in as much.
Yeah, well, we've seen with the Democrats since President Trump won in 2016 that if they can't win by the rules, then they just want to change the rules. So yeah. We have to get rid of the Electoral College, because that's no good. We can't win with that. We can't get Supreme Court justices confirmed that we want anymore. So we'll just pack the Supreme Court. And, you know, we tend to not do well with the older voters. So we'll just lower the voting age to 16.
Yeah.
So What a time to be alive.
It's so sad. On Constitution Week, the day after Constitution Day, I had to run a bite earlier with Hillary Clinton complaining about the Electoral College. That's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, well, that's the problem that the Democrats have now is, they basically want to rip the entire Constitution to shreds and start over.
Yes.
Which, if you've seen what they've said on the debate stage during their Democrat debates or even the climate town halls that they have, it's some pretty scary stuff right now.
Boy, that is the truth. Listen, Michael Joyce, we appreciate your time this morning. I'll direct people to GOP.com for more information and at GOP on Twitter. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.